Donna Frank. Rom-com.
Okay, Jason, we need shampoo.
Shampoo? Okay, sure. Because I, a creature with fangs and violence in my bones, am absolutely qualified to assist with cleaning products. So why am I so happy she asked me? My tail almost wags. Almost. Okay, enough sarcasm. I have a job to do, apparently. I don't know shampoo from drywall, but I do know she's about to march confidently down the wrong damn aisle. She steps forward, just as someone's cart comes careening around the corner. I sigh in my head, because apparently this is my life now, and duck in front of the cart just as her cane reaches it. I nudge her calf gently.
Oh, sorry, boy, am I too close to the shelf?
No, you almost got T-boned by a middle-aged man in a leopard print leotard. I nudge again, a little to the right this time, and walk in that direction. She follows. She trusts me. Me. Just like that. It hits harder than the damn storm in the forest had. She holds out a hand, reaches forward, and lands right on a bottle of dog shampoo. The volunteer on the app confirms it's shampoo. Slam dunk. She gasps.
Oh, good boy. Look at you.
Do not preen, Jason. Do not. My chest puffs. My tail wags. I am preening. Great. Fantastic. Perfect. I used to be an alpha wolf, capable of ripping through armed hunters and outrunning border security. And now, I'm melting like butter because a woman praised me for grocery navigation.
Nonfiction.
If New York punk was a scream against the city, and Los Angeles metal was a fantasy of power, Seattle's music was something quieter and heavier. The Melvins, formed in the small logging town of Montesano, slowed punk to a crawl and made heaviness into a joke and a weapon at the same time. They showed that ugliness could be intentional, that slowness could be aggressive, that distortion could be meditative. They influenced nearly everyone who followed, including a shy kid named Kurt Cobain, who would carry their sound into history by accident.
Romanticy.
A circle drawn by my mate couldn't truly bind me. Another sign of our connection. Perhaps not specifically that you were my mate, but she knew you were meant for greatness beyond the human realm.
Greatness?
Sophia laughed. A slightly hysterical edge to it. I'm a hacker who talks to her cat and occasionally makes plants grow faster. I'm not exactly queen material.
You underestimate yourself.
You were the last of the Morgan line, one of the most powerful witch bloodlines in existence.
She shivered under my touch, but didn't pull away.
And what exactly does being your mate entail? Because I have a job, a house, a life here. I'm not looking to relocate to wherever it is you're from.
The demon realm, I supplied helpfully.